You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome. It is time for you to manifest your miracle, to align yourself with the highest vibration possible, because you, my beautiful divine light being, did not incarnate here on the teaching planet called Earth to live in a small vibration, to be a small vibration, to associate yourself with negative energy, and to manifest with the divine assistance of your team of light and your God source energy. And if this is your first time tuning in, then baby, you need to sit back, tilt that car seat back, unbuckle, be safely parked, and enjoy this vibrational alignment of your soul, because you will feel the goosebumps rise, because this is manifesting miracles. The truth is revealed, the truth about your power, the truth about your divinity, the truth about your guides, the truth about you. You are a powerful ass being. You are supported by love and light. You didn't come here alone. You didn't come here with a chore to go work a 9-to-5, to be small, to be nothing. But see, we are here to manifest abundance, even within that negative energy field. And I know that if this is your first time tuning in, this might be a lot. But baby, I am here to help you unpack the negative baggage in your life and align you with that high vibrational energy of the divine light you. You're a king. You're a queen. You're a he, she, they, them, their high vibrational energy being. And this is the show that's going to help you get to that next level, because manifesting is about manipulating, understanding, and controlling energy. And manipulation sounds like a negative term, but it really means to shape, to be aware of, and to be in alignment. Because if you don't understand the basics of manifestation, it's energy, frequency, and vibration. And let me help you understand that a little bit more. Now, if this is your first time tuning in and somebody was nice enough to send you that link, either on Spotify or on Amazon or on Apple or the 264 different platforms that you can listen to this podcast for free, I want you to do something today that you may not have thought of. I want you to thank them. You see, they see you in your highest vibrational state. They see you excelling. They see you letting go. They see that light inside of you. Oh, baby, if you could just see it. But we're going to get you there, and we're going to find that switch, and we're going to flip it on. And you won't be in dark rooms very much longer, because you are a manifesting manifester. You are a manifesting manifester. You are a manifesting manifester. I got to find a beat that matches that song. Because we have to be love, light, energy. And this is not about toxic positivity. This is about understanding the fucking science of the planets. understanding the science of the universe, understanding that everything is a mathematical equation on purpose. It's all designed for us to figure it out. Yo, holla! But from the get, nobody teaches you these things. Nobody explains to you how powerful this teeny tiny gland in your brain called the amygdala is and how it rules everything in our life. Nobody teaches about the pineal gland. Nobody teaches you about fluoride. Nobody. You know why? Because the world is built, this planet is built among the have and the have-nots. So you are always desiring something more. So you put your back into it and you put your effort into it. And you think that if I'm positive, that I'll get what I want. But how do you create abundance around negative people in a negative world? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'd also love to ask if you would please go into Spotify and give me 5 stars. I didn't even know you could do this, but please go in and do this. Go into Apple iTunes and write me a review. I'm going to tell you that the cost of admission to this podcast is to go down there, scroll to the bottom, hit those 5 stars and says, write a review and write the review. And if you can't do either one of those things, please take that link right there by the title and share it with people that you know, that you love, or even secretly and anonymously to some negative ass people in your life. So let's get started on understanding the science, the vibration, the energy, and the frequency in order for you to manifest positive things, even in negative energy. So science has proven one undisputable thing. Do you hear me? Listen up, love. Science has proven one undisputable thing. Everything is energy. The table, the chair, your car, animals, sound, light, people, everything can be measured energetically. And what happens here on teaching planet Earth is that low vibrational beings feed off of more darkness. And yes, there can be negative energy all around you. And the lighter you become, the more awakened you become, the higher your vibrational point of attraction becomes, the more that the darkness wants to shut you down. The more that the darkness wants to suck away your light. Because dark can't fight light. It just doesn't work that way. So when they say misery loves company, it's actually scientifically and vibrationally 100% accurate and is way more telling than you might realize. Every level of being experiences the polarity of positive and negative energy, every one of them. And the more awakened you become, the more clear it comes, okay? And so when you see people constantly posting about, oh, this negative thing tried to keep me down, or this negative situation is trying to block my chi, and I'm not going to pay attention to people who are always putting me down and talking negatively at me. That person, they're negative. They're operating out of a reactionary state. So if something goes wrong, oh, it's all the negative people in my life. Oh, so low vibrational of you to think that way, my friend. No, my pretty, that's not how it works. You see, there's a scale of energy. And what you think about, you attract. And here's the way that the scale of energy works. And the scale of energy, no shock to anybody who understands numerology, is on a 7-point scale. All right. So I thought that I might, and I did write this one down. So let me get this little piece of paper out, because I do forget some things from time to time. And I want to make sure that you understand where you're polar from, your core base is at. And in case you didn't know, there is a war going on. The war is not poverty or drugs or famine or any of it, or a country against another country. That's all that the 1-3% want you to believe, so you don't pay attention to what's actually going on They want us to hate each other. They want us to fight against each other. They want us to be racist. They want us to be jealous of each other. They want us to be envious of each other. They want us to hate somebody across the country, for across the globe, for one reason or another, but we're all on this planet together. There is a war of your energy. There is a war of your light. And it starts by keeping you small and keeping you timid and keeping you insecure. And darkness feeds off the light. That's why it seems so cruel when a child is hurt or devastated. Because you see them as hope, or an animal, or an elderly person. You're like, ah, oh, they were defenseless. When you are not defending your energy and you are not protecting your energy and you don't understand it, you are as innocent as a babe in the wild, okay? You're as innocent as that little baby deer, Bambi, with the big eyes, okay? You're as innocent as the little newborn baby. Because energetically, there is a war for your energy, for you to not realize who the fuck you are. And you are a good vibes, high vibrational, energetic being until you allow the darkness to overcome you. And so you might say, but Michelle, I'm surrounded by it and I don't understand it. So let's define what this vibrational scale is. And it's set on 0 to 100 to make it easy. So let's just go over everything from love and below love. Okay. So it starts with the lowest possible vibration is shame. You feel shame about something. You feel the next one is guilt. The next one is apathy. The next one is grief. No surprise on this scale. Fear, desire, anger, pride, ego, and then neutrality. Okay? Then you start to go up the scale a little bit. You're in the 250s. Willingness, acceptance, and reason. All of those things I just listed are all below love. Below love. And if you truly want to make your manifestations come closer, come faster, and with ease and abundance and flow, you got to operate from love and above, my beloved. And what does that constitute? From love or above, 500 is love. That's the vibrational scale. And then it goes into joy. Above that is peace. And then number 700 itself is enlightenment. And see, in enlightenment, you think of Buddha, you think of Jesus Christ, you think of people who could, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, people that could just... they're so enlightened that no matter what the darkness came in their life, they stood firm and they were like, okay, but I see you that way. I wish you could see yourself the way I see you. And the darkness flares its ugly vibrational head again and it shouts out, spits out fire and brimstone. And what does it expect back from you? The same anger and fire and brimstone it's giving you. It wants you to mirror this energy. And that psychic attack on your energy and the universe is so aware that it sends you here with a divine team of light. It sends you here with all the tools that you need, and it tells you how to change that vibration. And so that psychic attack is very real, in that if you're not protecting your energy and you're doing fire with fire, you're never going to get to that place. How can you be in love or above when you're not responding to their darkness with love, with joy, with peace, with enlightenment? These also correlate with the 7 chakra energy system, of course. And what else? The 7 days of the week. Hello. What else? 7 colors of the rainbow. Hello. The earth was made in 7 days. 7 notes on the scale. You see, the energy is mathematical. The universe is mathematical. And if we start to study the geometric patterns in the universe, we'll understand why Tesla came to the theory of 369. Okay? If you start to understand sacred geometry, if you start to understand numerology, you'll start to understand that we have all been given these codes, these little bitty inklings of who and what we are. And so if you are in and around a negative state, you are giving away all of your light all the time. And so you never let the energy sucker or the light being, the dark light, the dark being suck your energy out of you. Because time after time after time after time, your soul lessons are disguised as demons, as parents, as attackers, as bosses, as friends, as strangers, even society as a whole. We are programmed from the start. Oh, 4-4-4-4-4. My timer just went 4-4-4-4-4. I love angels. I love angels. I love angels. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So when you are understanding that then all these numerological codes, like synchronicities and repeating numbers and understanding these theorems in the universe, you'll understand that as a society, especially if you live in the United States, we are programmed to live and die off of jealousy and envy and fear and doubt and anxiety. And people taking advantage of us seems like the norm. But this vibration, this low vibration, can only feed off of the darkness. And so you, as a high vibrational light being who is seeking, and you know how I know this? Because you're tuned in right here. Hello. Because you are aware that this vibration is actually happening, and you, the seeking spiritual high vibrational being that you are, have steps that you can take in order to raise that vibration. And if you've gone back and you've listened to the episode of where I was psychically attacked at Walmart
many, many years ago,
it's not the first and it won't be the last time that the darkness sees my light so powerfully that they send a mountain, an army of demons, dark energy, negative beings to come and see, can they shake thee? You see, they got me my whole life. I used to focus in on them. I used to be surrounded by them. I used to think that the only way things would come into my life was by sheer force. That I would make the right connection, make the right contact, say the right thing, wear the right dress, put on the right lipsticks. My titties look good. My asses looks this way. I fit into this box. I fit into the robotics of what I'm supposed to be. Except my operating system, my OSI, was malfunctioning because I woke up. And an awakened being is 10 times more powerful than any darkness. Can I get an amen? And see, as high vibrational light beings, you're drawn into this podcast. You're drawn into this energy. You're drawn into the light. Because you are a light being by nature. All those stars in the sky, that's you. The sun, that's you. A beautiful blooming flower, that's you. All of it's you. And the spiritual warfare of your lightness for you to come here in such a negative world and still let go of all of it. You forgive. You say goodbye to. You walk away from. And you bring in this energy that's called you. If you think of Lady Justice, right? She's standing there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that woman in front of the courthouse where she has the little blind, she looks like S&M, right? She's got the little blinder thing on. She's got that thing around her eyes, like justice is blind. Well, not if you're a minority. And Justice is blind, is sitting there, and she has these scales, and one's higher than the other because she's blind to race, creed, nationality, which is all a lie, and set up for a way to incarcerate and trap people who are just trying to get their best out of life. They don't do things to rehab them. They don't do things to help them. They say, no, go in this box, demon. So I won't even get into that shit today. But an awakened being, boy, oh boy. Boy, that threatens everything on here because you no longer are intimidated to manifest. But if you are surrounded at work, in your home, in your life, like I was at one point, I was married to a negative, the most negative person I've ever known in my life. And so they brought out the negative in me. When I started, I was happy. I was smiling. You see all these pictures of me in the beginning of the relationship, and I just look beaming. And then you look at me at year 7, 10, no, Lord. Where did that beautiful girl go? Well, she's back. and nothing will ever be better than being all light. So I'm going to give you a couple of steps just to get this, get you understanding. And understanding how powerful you are means understanding how to protect yourself. And you can manifest anything you want. It doesn't matter their vibrational state. So the first thing that Coach Michelle is going to ask you to do is to stop thinking about them. You got to remove yourself from the situation completely. And you're going to say, but Michelle, I live with them. Mm-hmm. Well, get out. Michelle, they're my boss at work. Uh-huh. Why don't you start praying that they get a promotion and get out of the office? Okay. Well, Michelle, they're my next door neighbor. Move or pray for them or do a candle service or take one of my courses or call me on the phone and let's fucking figure it out. But remove yourself. And the first way that you can do it is stop thinking about them, because they are thinking about you and they're sending you that negative energy. And if you're connecting to that, then you're starting to think that way too. And that's a disease that's hard to cure. The second thing that I would say is you got to raise your vibration personally and then towards them. Hardest lesson I ever learned. Because I held on to my grief and my pain and the abuse and the disenfranchised and the disappointments and the disillusionment of my life like it was a fucking Oscar. But it was really the thing around my neck, the albatross pulling me down to the bottom of the ocean where everything was dark and cold and scary. And so the hardest thing I had to do was raise my vibrational personally and then raise it towards them. So my enemy became my obsession. How could I love them? My attacker became a project on how could I help them? And this vibration continues every single day. Okay. The third thing is stop all communication and accepting their excuses, their lies, their energy transfers, because guess what they're doing? They're taking the shit that's them and trying to douse out the light that's you. They're not trying to see you rise. They're not caring. They want you to feel like they do. They want you to see life the way they do. They're not interested in you manifesting your highest vibrational state because they'll never get there. And that energy transfer, misery loves company. Hello, is important for you to understand. Now, and I got to tell you, this podcast is only 20 or 30 minutes. So what do? I offer so many ways for you to work with me. 4 times a year, I have courses, and I'm wrapping up Alignment Exposed right now, and we're gearing up for Into the Mystic. And if you are not prepared to step forward and invest more than just your time, more than just your ears, then you are lacking in every single department. Money is only energy. And I'm not wasting your energy. I am of value to your energy. So when you invest in me, you're investing in a high vibrational energetic being. I take this money and I spread it everywhere. But yes, I live a bougie ass life, but I don't need anything. I can manifest it all. And I'm going to show you how every course I teach. And Into the Mystic, woo, baby, you're going to find your soul tribe. Ooh, you're going to find friends. Hey, every single day, you're going to be talking to high vibrational people who understand that your energy is being attacked. You make lifelong friends, the connections. We share ideas. We share connections. We talk. You see my life in real time. We create habits. You need to set aside that time. You need to set aside that money and that energy and invest it in yourself. What are you going to do better than that, man? Netflix? The movies? That purse? No. A high vibrational energy being always wants to raise the vibration of everywhere they go. And so I also offer a free 15-minute phone call, a one-hour session you can buy, a 90-minute session you can buy, one-on-one coaching. We go over how to find your soulmate, how to remove negative energy from your life, how to be a manifesting manifester, how to create this abundance, how to remove all that low vibrational energy. And I teach you the tools and the tricks that you need to elevate. Because you, my friend, came here to co-create with God, and God is on the sidelines waiting, just like me. And so you and God are co-creators in this reality, baby. And when you're sad, you're tapping into that low vibrational energy. Now, one of the last things that I would suggest that you do, if you find yourself in this energetic black hole, create a mantra. In fact, right now, if you're experiencing a spiritual awakening, I implore you, I beg you, oh my God, both hands on my heart, I'm begging you to create a psychic, energetic mantra. Psychic intuition and all that, yes, I teach it, and yes, you have it and all that, but that's another show. So create a protection or a mantra, okay? Something simple as, okay, let me think of one I did for somebody the other day. Oh, yeah. There is no energy out there that is stronger than me. There is no energy out there that is stronger than me. Hey, there's no energy out there that's stronger than me. For the people in the back, there's no energy stronger that is stronger than me. There is no energy out there that is stronger than me. There's no energy out there that is stronger than me. There is no energy out there that is stronger than me. If you're going to work, there's no energy stronger out there that is stronger than me. You're going to run errands. There is no energy out there that is stronger than me. Around your family, there is no energy out there that is stronger than me. You're around your, going to a public event. There is no energy out there that is stronger than me. Because we're going to go to our mana. This is a community here. This is a community here. If this is your first time tuning in, oh, you're not alone. There's over 50,000 people who have downloaded this show so far in 15 months. I haven't announced it yet, but I hit 50,000. 1.5 top percent on Apple. Haven't announced it. Haven't celebrated it, but I'm going to right now. Woo! Yay. And you know why? Because of you. You divine light energy being writing those reviews, sending these to everybody you know. This is a phenomenon. You're here at the beginning. And if you just started tuning in, welcome. But if you've been listening since the beginning, oh, baby, let me tell you something. With all my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And boy, oh boy, are you worthy. Don't get me emotional now, because I'm feeling all of you around me. I love you, I love you, I love you. You're so worthy, you're so protected, you're so powerful. And there is no energy out there that is stronger than you. And when you raise that energetic vibration to love and above, none of that darkness can touch you. None of that darkness needs to be mentioned. You don't need to talk about it. You don't need to post about it. You don't need to never follow somebody who says, everything was trying to block my blessings, but I overcame them. Because they're just negative in recycling. Be around people that just talk about things that are going great, that are going well, that are being fine. And if you don't know where they are, start following me. I'm them. You can find Michelle J. Lamont on LinkedIn, Michelle J. Lamont on Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, the website. You need more Manifesting Miracles podcasts in your daily routine. Now, here's an important thing that one of my students told me. She said, Michelle, it's shocking how many times I've listened to you say things on the podcast, and now I'm taking your course and I realize what you were talking about. If you're listening, take notes, pay attention, and then actually do these things. Go back and write down all the vibrations, hit rewind on here or listen to it again. And when I get to the scale, go back and write down all of the things from 500 and above. Let me just go over it real quick, okay? Love is 500. Joy, peace, and enlightenment. And when you see a negative energy, you're going to do what? You're going to stop thinking about it. You're going to remove yourself from them. You're going to raise your vibrationally, personally, and then towards them. You're not going to describe them in their darkness. You're going to describe them with concern and compassion and love. Boy, that person was really, really a bitch, and she bragged all day long, and she was so conceited. That's insecurity, baby. That's just insecurity. You got to look at their pain and figure out where it's coming from to love them the way that you need to heal the planet. We are all one universal energy. We are one high vibrational energy or one low vibrational energy. Where are you on that scale? Ask yourself. At what point, when I listed all the things below love, did you resonate with? How many of those? And don't judge yourself. Stop that. That's not what this is about. This is about raising your vibration so you can manifest things easier, so the flow of the chi, of the chakras, of the energy, of the magic of you flows and the abundance comes too. You got to focus on yourself, baby. The more conscious of your energy you become, the faster your creating experience or your manifestation appears. You got to focus in on you. You got to be real tunnel vision, like when they have a horse with a little blinders on, right? Tunnel vision. I'm happy. What makes me happy? I can't appease anybody but myself. You can't make your parents happy. You can't make your friends happy. You can't make your coworkers happy. You can't make your strangers happy. You can't make anybody happy until you yourself are absolutely in love with being you. And you know what some of the biggest killers are as a society? They want you to focus in on who is in what electoral position. Who we're going to be at war with next so they can take billions and trillions of dollars instead of feeding our country and healing our country and giving us healthcare. Let's go buy tanks and guns and kill our children and go into countries that we don't belong to. There's already every opportunity in the world for any country to just throw a nuclear bomb and kill us all, but nobody wants that. They want to spend their military budget to keep their people small, so we play the same game. And don't focus on stuff like right now, and this is the year 2022, and we have this disease going around the planet called a pandemic called COVID. And if you're checking in from the year 2030 or the 2035 or 40 or 50, and you know how this plays out, you know what I'm saying was accurate and right and true. And why is this disease here? Because there is, just the way the word says, dis-ease, unease. That's why you get sick. Your chakra systems are out of balance. Your energy is out of balance. You don't even live in the happiest country in the world. Hate to break it to you if you're American. You know where America comes in at? Not top 5. Not top 10. Not even the top 15. And we're the richest country in the world. We're like 19 or 20. Why? Because we are here to build people that live in fear, and we're asking you to raise the vibration by living in truth and light and remove yourself from the energetic warfare that they are creating for you to live in. Go simple, go small. The societies that feed off of lifting each other, like Finland and Denmark and Iceland and the Netherlands and Australia, all of these collaborative universal energies that vibrate here, they're more of a society that doesn't have a 9-to-5 work life. They have tons of vacations. The workers are taken care of. Everybody pays their fair taxes. Nothing's perfect. Nothing. Only God. And so if you are focused in on inflation or politics or any of that stuff, you're giving away the most powerful thing you have. And that's why they make it so important. Let's create enemies. Oh, well, if you're not from Texas, you're not great. If you're not from New York, you're not great. If you're not from California, or you're not from Florida, if you're not from this place, right? They want us arguing amongst ourselves, Democrat, Republican, races, sexual orientations. all of this low vibrational energy is meant to keep you distracted. It's meant to keep you programmed. It's meant to keep you down. But I'm not. And whether I'm alive or not, I don't care. Because I never die and I never die. I was energy before, I'm energy now, and I'm going to be energy when I move forward. And for the 50,000 of you who have downloaded this podcast to date, I thank you. And for you who's tuning in for the first time, please go back and listen to any episode that you want. It doesn't matter. There's no order. You can't get it wrong, because each and every single episode is handled as if it was autonomous. I only have two so far that have a part A and a part B, and that's it out of 104. So I'm telling you, and this is 105, I think. I lose track. Just like the number of people. But I need your help, because in this galaxy and in this universe and in this solar system and on this planet, I'm hoping to help you raise the vibration of yourself, of the people around you, and everybody that you come in contact with. Because in order for you to manifest in the reality of your abundance, you have to live in love or above. And I hope and I pray every single day for you. I do. I pray for every person who shares this and every person who listens, as much as I pray for myself. And I ask this of you with my humble heart. Be prepared to sign up for a course. Be prepared to make that phone call. Sign up for my newsletter at michellejlamont.com. Sign up for my book at michellejlamont.com. It's both free. But any effort that you put towards this show will be multiplied times 10. Ask anybody who's worked with me. Ask anybody who's made that call. You are worth investing in you. You are worth it. You are loved, not just by me. I love you. God loves you. Everybody in the solar system is rooting for you to raise the vibration in that one universal energy. Why do you think it's called a universe? All right. So as always, I'm out of time. Way over time, actually. Oh, all right. I got to stop doing this. I hit the stop button at 22 minutes, and I think that I'm wrapping it up, and here I am just blathering on. Ooh, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1, another angel time. All right. I love you, angels. Love you, angels. Love you, angels. And I love you. So I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont. And until next time, go manifest your miracle today!